Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 30th, 2021. Kabbalah and psychology. Man is born as a small creature whose senses gradually develop together with his mental activity. He feels the world around him, explores it, and explores himself through this world, how he reacts to the environment, how it depends on him, and how he depends on it. This is the subject of psychology, that is, the study of man's reaction to the revelation of reality in those properties, qualities, feelings, and mind in which he can develop within the framework of our world. In other words, psychology can be defined as the totality of man's knowledge about the world in which he was born and developed. Accordingly, existence determines consciousness. The difference between Kabbalah and psychology is that Kabbalah harmonizes a person with sensations above our world. Our world exists in the egoistic property of reception. This is how we know it and feel it. If we do not exit this property, as it usually happens with people, then we see it through egoistic properties and evaluate the surrounding reality accordingly. If we study super psychology or, without taking into account psychology at all, are engaged in Kabbalah, then we enter a completely different realm of understanding the world. Kabbalah calibrates a person so that he evolves into attaining properties opposite to the material world. If we perceive our world in the egoistic property of reception with which we were born and developed, then it is psychology. And if we rise from egoism to bestowal, love, and exit our I, exit what we call a man in our world, then it is Kabbalah. And then, in this new property, we reveal completely different relationships between us, and the forces of nature. We begin to understand what a soul is, the relationship of a man and the higher force that develops him. Therefore, we can say this: the egoistic property of our world in which we were born and developed brings us understanding of this world and ourselves. We call this psychology. And attaining the property higher than our world, the property of bestowal, the property directed from me toward the surrounding world that brings one to the spiritual level, is called the science of Kabbalah. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, October 15, 2021. Advancing friends to the goal. Question: how can you reveal the true relationship in the ten? How can you start rubbing hearts and see the mutual guarantee? Answer: don't think about anything bad and don't talk about it. It is necessary to develop only good states among yourselves and to support each other as much as possible when each of the ten forgets about himself and thinks only about others. To the extent that you push them toward the goal, you yourself are moving toward it. This is the only way you can advance, and not otherwise. I say this as a teacher because my personal advancement in Kabbalah depends on how successfully I push you forward. From Kab TV's video conference. Even shame will not help us. Comment: it is known that shame is inherent only to man. When we say burn with shame, be ashamed of your deed, ashamed of your thoughts, we refer to man. But I look at the world today and think, where is the shame? Where is the shame of being rich in this world where the whole world is starving? My response: people remove everything from the world that is unpleasant to them, maximally. And so they bring themselves to a state where they have nothing to be ashamed of. Question: that is, we are constantly afraid that we will be burnt by shame and we seemingly erase it? Answer: of course. Instead of correcting yourself so that you are not ashamed, correcting the world so that you do not see such manifestations you are ashamed of, it is better to erase them. Question: you said, there are two ways out. The first way is to erase the shame and the second way is to work with it, to correct the world. Almost no one goes for the second one. Everyone goes for erasing the shame. Correct? Answer: of course. It is easier. In erasing the shame, you are not erasing it alone. You are gradually changing the laws, the restrictions of society, and therefore, society becomes such that it is no longer ashamed of what it used to be ashamed of, and people feel better. You kind of introduce such laws so as not to be ashamed. Question: so what have we turned the world into? Answer: we have built it on the clear basis of egoistic desire without any moral foundations. This can be seen especially in our politicians, in all of them. They have no ideals but only one thing: I am a fake ear for an hour. Comment: but such a world should in theory explode. My response: yes, but it will explode not because we become different, but because we are in nature, which ultimately accumulates all negative phenomena in it and then raises humanity to a new level. Question: and the negative phenomena in it are from us, from what we are? Answer: only from people, not from animals. Question: so we actually transmit all the hatred there? Answer: we are at the lowest point in the development of all nature. Question: if our shamelessness constantly enters nature, then forces accumulate there to subdue us? Answer: the worse the better. It is nearer to the end of egoistic rule. Question: so you expect much bigger problems to follow after these viruses? Answer: it was always like that. At all stages of human development, this was how it moved forward. It strives toward some new goal, egoism manifests in it, humanity still survives until it is thrown out from within to the next stage. Question: then where will nature lead us, with its strong blow and pressure? Answer: to the fact that we can no longer exist according to egoistic laws. We will have to change our behavior, our laws, our inner foundations. This is a very difficult job, but humanity will come to a state when these lies all around us, these fanatic rules, present, human rules, they will manifest in an explosive way. Question: and the injection of shame will be introduced in man by nature? Answer: not only shame. There will even be no shame. It will be the revelation of the true state that we must achieve. And it will stand before us, as a model from which we cannot escape. And we will definitely come to the conclusion that love and hunger will rule the world and not some false slogans invented by modern savages. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 2, 2021. Toward correction of the last desires. So that you do not come among these nations that remain with you, nor shall you make mention of the name of their deities, nor exact oaths by their name, and you shall not serve them, nor bow to them. But cling to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. Prophets, Joshua 23:7-23:8. All the desires and intentions that exist in a person need to be analyzed, identified, and corrected because man was originally created opposite to the Creator. It is written, so that you do not come among these nations. This means that there still remain uncorrected desires between the Israelis. Question: will other nations still remain within the last generation, which is already being formed? Answer: yes. The fact is that we are corrected gradually. What was not done in previous generations, we are correcting today. Even what was not corrected during the writing of the Book of Zohar and during the times of other generations of sages and great Kabbalists, we must correct in the final form by rising above ourselves and acquiring the quality of bestowal and love. This is a very difficult job that has fallen to our lot. It will continue until we complete the final correction of the remaining desires. And they are very serious ones and are called the days and wars of the Messiah. Comment: it would seem that it is difficult in the beginning, and then it should become easier. My response: no, it is not so. However, we acquire qualities, powers, knowledge, and the Torah, that is, a system that has already been mastered before us. Today a new generation is already beginning to embrace it. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 30, 2021.